You're listening to Bobby Cruz Jr.'s Daily Devotional, the podcast ministry of Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr., Senior Pastor of Casa de Alabanza, CDA Miami. In each of these devotionals, you'll walk away with a practical teaching that you can apply in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Right now, here's Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr. with today's message.
We are living in what are truly historic times. For almost a month, roughly the entire world has been on lockdown. And here in the United States, there is still no clear end in sight. Presently, we still don't know how many people have been infected with the COVID-19 virus. In the United States, people are worried. And while some crimes are decreasing, domestic violence, suicide, and addictions are all increasing. In most metropolitan areas, the lines to get into your local supermarket can last over an hour. Politically, the left and the right continue their ridiculous fighting. Most people still can't go to work to support their families. And now the mayor of a major city has asked his citizens to snitch on each other. One day, the medical experts tell us that we should not wear masks. Days later, they tell us to cover our mouths with scarves. If it sounds like I'm complaining, I'm really not. I'm simply stating the facts the way I see them, understanding that my insight into this matter is limited. Now, the good news is that this pandemic will eventually end. But the question we should ask ourselves is, how will history record my response to this historic moment? Well, the one thing most people have more of today is time. Obviously, we get the same 24 hours every day, but we have fewer engagements, no parties, weddings, baby showers, vacations, or even holidays to attend. For those of you who are parents, there is no school and no arts or sporting activities to go to. So, how will history record the way you prioritize this newfound time? Some 2,000 years ago, when Jesus came into the world, just as we are today, the people of Israel were living in very difficult times. Now, Jesus in the Sermon on the Mountain instructed the Israelites on the proper way to prioritize their time in light of all of the uncertainties. Matthew 6, verses 31 through 33. So, don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need. You see, according to Jesus, the proper response to uncertainties of life is to seek God above everything else. Now, eventually, history will record your response to these unprecedented times. But if you did not make God your priority, you'll probably survive, but with a lot of regrets and damage. But if you made seeking God your priority, you'll end up with everything you need and even more. Now, whether you attend CDA Miami or not, but especially if you consider yourself a congregant of CDA Miami, we want to help you to prioritize your relationship with God. So we've created all sorts of new social media and virtual platform environments to help and encourage you to take maximum advantage of this opportunity to seek God. We've created environments for children, youth, women, men, couples, and even for praying and worshiping. For more information on these environments and many more, please visit us at cdamiami.org.